back to Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has all authority in heaven and in earth, we're told in the Word of God. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're beginning our study today in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 17c, which states, "Because as He, the Lord Jesus, is, so are we in this world." And beloved, this is the doctrine of identification. We are identified with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're identified in His death, as we saw last time, Romans chapter 6, verse 3. "Know ye not that so many of us, as we're baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized into His death?" And you remember that we're told in 2 Corinthians that the baptism of the Holy Spirit occurs, that He's the one that immerses us into the body of Christ. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. And again, and we read in Romans 6 and verse 9, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him." That is, our old sin nature is put to death with Christ, that the body of sin might be destroyed. That's why this physical body has to die, because it's the body of sin. It's indwelt with sin, as Romans 7 tells us, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Beloved, Jesus came to deliver us, to see our old sin nature crucified, and to liberate us to walk in righteousness. For he that is dead is freed from sin. And that's where we died, in Jesus Christ. We were alive to sin and dead to God. Ephesians 2 tells us, "But when we accepted Jesus as Savior, the Holy Spirit moved into our spirit, applying the blood of Christ, giving us life eternal. He is the Spirit of life," we're told. In Romans 8, I believe it is, "The Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made you free from the law of sin and death." Oh, beloved, we've been liberated. We've been delivered from the law of sin. And so sin shall not have dominion over us, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Verse 9 of Romans 6. "Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him." And Galatians chapter 2, verse 28, "I am crucified with Christ." Beloved, when Christ died, the believer died in Christ. That was our death to sin, through the Lord Jesus Christ, who became our substitute and took our place. Let me illustrate it again this way. During the Civil War here in the United States between the South and the North, there was a man in this Confederacy, which was in the Southern states, that was inducted to go into the Army. And he was the breadwinner for the family. His father had died. He was the oldest member of several children, and the family was dependent upon him. He had a good friend, and the good friend John said, "Let me take your place, Jimmy. I'll die. I'll go to the Army in your place, and I will take your place. I will face those Yankee bullets, and I will go for you." And so it was finally agreed upon, and John went in the place of Jimmy. And sure enough, in one of the battles, John was killed. Once again, a notice came in the mail to Jimmy to be inducted, and Jimmy wrote back and told them, "Check your records. I have died through John, my friend. He took my place, and in John I died. And they checked the records, and they said, yes, sure enough, that's true. And so Jimmy was dead to the Confederacy, because John had died in his place. Beloved, that's what Jesus Christ did for you and for me. He died in our stead, in our place. And so in Christ Jesus, we are dead to sin and alive forevermore. Hallelujah. What a glorious thing to be alive in Christ. And so we're identified in His death. We're identified in His burial. Again, we read in Romans 6 and verse 4a, therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death. Now again, I've pointed out to you that water baptism is a picture of what has already transformed in the heart of the believer. When I was baptized, I was put under the water, I was brought up again, and the preacher said, buried in the likeness of Christ's death, raised in the likeness of Christ's resurrection. And beloved, that's what water baptism pictures, our death, our burial, and our resurrection. Again, Romans 6, 5a, for if we've been planted together in the likeness of His death, when you plant something, you cover it up. When you plant a seed, it's covered up. Planted in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Buried in the likeness of His death, and raised in the likeness of His resurrection. Romans 6, verse 4b. That like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Beloved, when a person that believes in Christ accepts Him as Savior, this transaction takes place, and he is buried in the likeness of Christ's death and raised to walk in newness of life. Because we are a new creation in Christ Jesus, 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us. Thus we read, we're identified in His resurrection. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, this is Romans 6:4, the latter part of the verse, even so we also should walk in newness of life, newness of life. And also in verse 5b, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection, raised in the likeness of His resurrection. And then, beloved, we're identified in His ascension. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6 says, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so that's our position today, beloved. We as believers are seated at the right hand of God the Father in Christ Jesus. So we are more than conquerors through the Lord Jesus Christ who loved us and gave Himself for us, we're told in Romans 8. Yes, our authority comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, Matthew 28:19-20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, or literally the word is authority, is given unto me in heaven and in earth, all authority. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 22 tells us, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto Him. Beloved, He's over authorities, powers, all angels. And Satan is an angel, and his demonic forces are fallen angels, and they're subject to Jesus Christ, beloved. He is Lord of all. Yes, our authority comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. We literally have victory in Jesus. Does Jesus have authority over Satan? Yes, it is promised in the book of Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. When man first fell into sin, listen to this wonderful prophecy. Listen to what God's Word stated and what Almighty God said. I will put enmity, which is a feeling or condition of hostility and hatred. According to Webster's Dictionary, that's what the word enmity means. Between thee, speaking of the serpent, and Revelation 12:9 identifies the serpent as Satan, and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And notice, between thy seed, the serpent's seed, and her seed. Now note, we know from medical world that the woman has the egg, but the man has the seed. So what does this scripture mean when it says her seed? Well, the truth is, the Virgin Mary conceived the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. He, the Holy Spirit, Luke chapter 1, verse 35, so this was what God meant when he said, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. In Luke chapter 1, verse 35, Gabriel told Mary that she would conceive by the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit of God would implant that seed of Christ into her womb, and that she would give birth to the Lord Jesus Christ in physical form. Oh, what a beautiful truth that is. And so we see Jesus has authority. Note Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8 through 11. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Till next time, goodbye.